1%. The daily 1% improvement. And it's funny. And I know I'm supposed to be making this episode because, like, I'm pre-recording all these on Sunday. Today is Sunday, February 28th, because I don't have a lot of time throughout the week to sit down and just record a podcast episode and upload it. So I like to do them all on Sunday morning. It's a new process of mine. I really enjoy it. Learned it from my fellow mentors over at Break Free Academy. It's a great idea by them, and I respect it. So I'm doing it too. In my own little kind of way, but the daily 1% improvement. So I just saw this chart, and it was of a graph, and it was, you know, 1% through 365 days. If you improve by 1% 365 days, it shows the graph pretty linear at first, like just pretty low, and then it spikes up exponentially. And then it shows another line, and that line is if you just, you know, do a little bit of improvement every once in a while. I'll just keep it to the gist of that. And it was just very, very slow, very linear, very low. Nowhere near the improvements of the 1%. So what do I mean by 1% improvement daily? That's 10 push-ups a day, 10 pages of reading a day, one workout a day, stretching for 20 minutes a day, you know, eating out only once a week, iced coffee only 3 times a week, you know, limited screen time by 1 hour a day, just cutting off 1 hour. You know, writing down 5 things you're grateful for every morning. Another great thing from Break Free Academy and the G Code. And that's crucial because it adds up. Because those improvements add up every single day. And there's this Bruce Lee quote. I'm not going to say it exactly how it goes, but he says, "I respect the man that kicks once a day for 1,000 days way more than the man that kicks 1,000 times in 1 day." Because that's consistency and that's discipline. I'm kicking the bag once on Monday, once on Tuesday, once on Wednesday, once on Thursday, once on Friday. And then the other guy spent all of Monday kicking the bag. And that's it. He's done for the next 1,000 days. Who do you think is going to be better? Obviously me. Because I'm working on form. Even though it's one kick, I'm thinking about it throughout that whole day. And then I get to it the next day. All right, I'm getting my kick in for today. Boom. And then I'm thinking about it the whole day. All right, I'm getting my kick in for the day. That's what you say the next day. All right, I'm getting my kick in for the day. Where that next guy, he's just kicking, sloppy form, kicking. At least on my kick, I'm working on my form. I'm working on my, you know, my strength. I'm working on everything like that. And that relates to everything. So I would rather you guys run 1 mile a day every single day for the rest of your life than run a marathon tomorrow. You see what I'm getting at? Those little 1% improvements are crucial. Like you could write, let's say you want to write a book to be 100 pages. And you're super motivated and you write 50 pages in the first week. Hell yeah, right? You're on fire. Well, let's say I want to write a book that's 100 pages. And I write 2 pages a day for 50 days. Bam, my book's done. You burnt yourself out that first week and you haven't touched it in months. So that's usually how it goes. And eventually you quit and you never get your way back to that book. Because you try to attack it all at once instead of just doing 1%, you know, 2 pages a day. That math obviously isn't correct there. It's a broad statement to say 1%. I'm not saying that 2 pages a day is whatever. You get what I'm saying. Just keep putting those little details and little things to work. My freshman year cross country coach, he used to always say that he would hate when people would say to not sweat the small stuff. Like, hey, don't worry about the small stuff. He was always saying, like, no, you should sweat it. You should focus on the small stuff. You should write out. Every morning we'd have this logbook and we would write out, today is long run day and I'm running, and I ran 8 miles, and I ran, you know, an average pace of 7:30 pace. And the weather today was windy, but good. And I ran on this loop. I'm at this many miles for the day. I'm at this many miles for the week. I'm at this many miles for the month, and I'm at this many miles all time in my running career. And then below that, I would write mile one was 7:15, mile two was 7:45, mile three was, and so on. And you would do that every single day. And you would also write a quote, like a motivating one-liner quote, and you would get it signed. Like, that was ideal. And that's the little things. Because not every runner is doing that. Not every business owner is writing out, okay, I closed this many deals today. I serviced this many people today. I got this many 5-star reviews. I got this many 4-star reviews. This person said this about me. There are business owners doing that. You know, evaluating, looking at their processes, make sure everything is good. But they're the successful ones. The ones that aren't successful are the ones that are just letting the small stuff grow by. And one quote I learned from Break Free Academy too is what gets measured gets improved. Like, when you write down what your workout's going to be and you know your reps, when you track your macros and you know how much protein you're getting, when you measure how many pages you're going to read, when you measure how many workouts you're going to do, how many miles you're going to run, it gets done and it gets improved. So stop sleeping on this 1% shit. Like, read a page a day if you have to. Like, I'm not religious, but let's say with like the Bible, you're a religious person. This is the first time I ever talked about religion on my show too. Let's say that you're a religious person and you haven't read the Bible, or you haven't read your religious book. I don't know much about religion, but you haven't read it. But you know, you're expected to, you want to, because you want to remain, you want to respect your religion, you want to do what you're supposed to do. Read one page a day. Instead of trying to cram that all in 1 year, because I know those books can be long, I know they can be hard to read, just read a page a day, understand the page, dig into the page, annotate the page, and spend that day on that page. Do that with any book, do that with any task, any workout, any assignment, any test, any study guide, anything. I just thought putting religion in a religious text would be very broad for everyone to understand, because everyone believes in something and everyone should put forth the effort to learn more and truly dig and dive deep into it. Even track how much water you drink. I drink a gallon of water a day. I have this little Aquafina water with me. That's about 10 of these. Or my water jug downstairs, that's about 2 of those if I'm drinking out of that. Or this little shaker cup right here, it's about 7 to 8 of these. I usually just do 8. Track it, 1%, focus on it, get it done. If you know someone who is just cramming things in and not truly, you know, being consistent and disciplined, send them this episode. They need to hear it. And if you made it this far, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Red's Corner. Don't forget to keep getting after it out there. Peace out. Love you guys.